Today's daf is Shviyas daf Chaf Ches 28. And we are on Chaf Ches and Aleph towards the top. We just had the statement of the Gemara, like 10 lines that were repeated from yesterday, and it went on to today, and that was in the Sugyas of Yehari Val Yavar. How do we get into this? Because there were people that were violating, so to speak, Shemitah. And the question is, how could they violate Shemitah? So the Gemara went into what was the reason they were being forced to, the Anas, and the Gemara said, if it's just L'shem money, we discussed, is somebody allowed to violate an Isser to protect and not lose money? What about an Isser D'Rabbanan? That's what we said from the subject of the Prima Gadim yesterday, based on the Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah. So we got into a little bit of discussion, which we'll continue today, B'ez Hashem, about Yehari Val Yavar and the big three Averis, which come up in the Bavli, as we know, in Maseches Pesachim and Maseches Sanhedrin, and the like. I mentioned yesterday the Machlokas between the Baal Amor and the Ramban. Baal Amor and the Ramban in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalid. And where the Baal Amor understands that Gemara as a major chiddush, that even the big three Averis, unlike our Gemara says that by non-big three Averis, by Shar Averos, if it's being done for personal Hanos Atzmon, as it's called, personal satisfaction of the guy, so then that's not going to be, you don't give your life for that. Even Befarhesia. Which usually, if something's in public and the guy is forcing me to do it, I have to give my life. But if it's just for Hanas Atzman, so then it's going to be okay. The Baal Amor extends that, not based on this Gemara, but based on that Gemara, that even by the big three, if it's done for Hanas Atzman, so that would be not Yehari Val Yavar. While the Ramban there says in the Milchamos, and most other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? By the big three, it doesn't make a difference what his Kavan is. It's Asur, it's Asur. Even if it's just for Hanas Atzman, the big three. That Gemara over there, where the Gemara answered, what about Esther? And the answer was Hanas Atzman. Because that's not real Gili Arayas. Because Esther was Bias Akum. That's the Ramban holds like the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And that wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Right? That was Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah. Right? The Jews were giving the cups to the Goyim for their idolatry. It wasn't that the Jews were actually doing idolatry. So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether the big three are mutter, l'shem hanas atzmar. So interesting to think about what the machlokas is about. What's the svara for that machlokas? Why would you say that even the big three would be limited to where it's being ma'avir al hadas? Where their kavana is dafka to show that Judaism is wrong. So it could be, I heard this many years ago from Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, he suggested that maybe, according to the Ramban, why are these three averis so abhorrent in halacha? Why these three? So either it's because chumras avera is just the act itself. These three acts are decidedly abhorrent and qualitatively different than all the other averis. Is that what you would say? If that's true, then it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what the kavana of the guy is. You can't do these averis, period. That's the Ramban. It's about the chumras avera. Or do we say, maybe, it's not the Chumras Avera itself, it's the Chil Hashem Shebo. It's the Chil Hashem that flows from the violation of these Averas. It's not the Averas itself, it's the Chil Hashem element. And if that's the case, maybe it depends on the guy's Kavana. Right? If the guy's Kavana is just Stam, to have Taiva, right, and not to show that Judaism is wrong and there's no God, so then it might depend, and then maybe even Anas Atzman would be allowed. Are there any other nafkaminas, you might say? So one might say, what happens, right, first of all, the Rambam, just looking in the language of the Rambam, and in the placement. Rambam is always important for content, but also geography. Right? Where did the Rambam place these halachas? So if you were the Rambam, and you were talking about the big three, where would you put the Averis? So I might have put it in Hilchos Rotzeach, and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, right, and Hilchos, all the other halachas, Isurei Bia. The Rambam puts it in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Why does the Rambam put it in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah? That's where he talks about Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. Perakei is all about Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. The Rambam says, if somebody is Ya'avar Ve'al Yahari V'chulu, talks about Yahari Val Yavar, and then the Rambam says, if somebody is Yahari Val Yavar, he's supposed to give his life, and he does it, that he violates, Harei Zeh Mechalel Es Hashem. Chilul Hashem, and if you did it in public, Chilul Hashem berabim. Ubitel mitzvah zasei shi kiddush Hashem. Yalvar mitzvah lo zasei shi Chilul Hashem. What do you violate? The Rambam is talking Chilul Hashem language. And maybe that's l'shitasa, because what happens, he continues, it says, and what happens if somebody violates Rachmana Litzlan? Somebody violates one of the big three, well, they weren't supposed to. Are they chayiv misa? No, says the Rambam. The Rambam says it was ba'oneis. They were machal shem shemayim, but they're not chayim misa. That's the Rambam's lashon. The Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Ramak, who says, why not? They did something wrong. They violated Gilui Arayos Avodah Zarah Shfichas Damim at a time when they weren't supposed to. Right? And so the question that the Kesef Mishnah has on the Hasra is going to be a little confusing. Like, how do you give Hasra? You're going to say the Yisrael Misa? How do you give Hasra? If they give Hasra, it's no longer Ones. And they didn't give Hasra, you can't put him to death anyway. So practically, I don't know how the Ramak is going to work out in terms of that. But fundamentally, the Machlokas, the Ramak and the Rambam, if somebody violates the Big Three, in a situation where they weren't allowed to violate the Big Three, it was Yari Vayavar, are they Chayim Misa? The Rambam says no. The Ramak says yes. The Rambam says no. Why? Because it's about the Chil Hashem. And Chil Hashem, you're not Chayim Misa for Chil Hashem. It's not about the Chumras Avera. The Rambam would be like the Balamar. Well, maybe the Ramak would be like the Ramban. These Averas are inherently abhorrent, Chumras Avera. They're more stringent. And therefore, it doesn't matter about the Kavanah. It doesn't matter that it was Ba'ones. One would be Chai Misa in that circumstance. So that's the background to that machlokas. There might be other nafkaminas also. We'll see at the end if there's time to get back to it, but there might be other nafkaminas that depend on that viewpoint. Okay, well, one other comment about the Big Three. That is, we always like to mention this whenever we talk about the Big Three. That's the Maharal. The Maharal, the beginning of Pirkei Avos in Derech Chaim, where he discusses hashkafically. We just spoke about lumdus-wise about the Big Three. What about hashkafically about the Big Three? What would we say? Why dafka those three? So the Maharal suggests that the Big Three, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, are parallel to the three pillars upon which the world stands. Idolatry, adultery, and murder are parallel. And that's why we have to give our life for those three, because by violating, I am undermining the pillar upon which the world stands. Therefore, the whole world is going to fall apart. That's why I have to give my life. Ki elu gimel averes heim hefach elu gimel advarim she'olam omed alayhem. Ki ein safek, two out of three are pretty straightforward. Ein safek, ki avodah zarah, hefach avodah, shehi al Hashem yizbarach. Avodah zarah, avodah. Good. Next, shvichas damim, gemilas chasadim. Murder and kindness. That's good. Those two are pretty straightforward. Those are the opposite of each other. But the third one is a little tougher. Gilui Arayos and Talmud Torah. Right? How do those opposite each other? Says the Maharal. Gilui Arayos is the most animalistic, lowly, mundane, physical activity that we can be involved in. Talmud Torah is the most sublime, inspirational, angelic, heavenly, upper world activity that we can be involved in. So those are the three. The Big Three are parallel, are keneged the Big Three, and therefore you have to give your life, because if you don't give your life, you're undermining the whole world, and ki'ilu ein la'adam mitzius. It's like you don't exist, because the world doesn't exist without these three pillars. Okay, there's a ton more, but we will continue now where we are up to on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, we are about the seventh line, two, three, four, five, sixth line. Sixth line, Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. V'kamein Rabim. So we repeat again what we had yesterday. What's a Rabim? When we say there are differences in the Big Three between Rabim and Yachid, what does it mean in public? Rabbanan tekeser and Amrin, Asara, 10. Sheksiv, v'negdashti, besoch, b'nei Yisrael. Right, I'm sanctified amongst b'nei Yisrael, and we assume amongst, that means besoch, that means 10. Right, the Gemara here, and yesterday also, the Gemara does not quote the whole, it's like a double Gzeira Shava. How do you get Toch, how do you know Batoch means a 10? So it's based on a Drasha of Chazal, of Toch, that's quoted in elsewhere, Mesechas Brachas. But the part of that Drasha, Chazal say, the Gemara again in Brachas on Daf, Chaf Aleph Amabez in the Bavli, that ein davar shebekdusha pachos be'asara. How do you know pachos be'asara? Because the pasuk says v'negdashi besoch b'nei Yisrael, and except he badlu mitocha eda. Toch, that toch is by the meraglim. How many meraglim? 10, because the other two were separated. So it's 10, and that's what you learn. Toch, you learn Davar Shebekdush has to be with 10. So many of the Bali Musar say, how can you learn Davar Shebekdush needs 10 from the Meraglim? Right, that's your source. That's your source. So many of the Bali Musar say, yes. Even the Rosh HaGomer in Israel, the Rosh HaGomer of Am Yisrael, they're also part of a minyan. Right, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. Okay, but the Rabbeinu Bachai has a different take. Rabbeinu Bachai in Emor quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans, one of the Rishonim. She'enus chazum b'duk dekes. She'en lavi raya b'yasar maraglum l'davar shebekdusha. No, I argue on the Girsa. Aval ikra nuscha is a different toch. Right, it's not comparing it to the maraglim, but v'negdashti b'soch v'nei Yisrael and l'shpor b'soch haboim. That toch is by the Shvatim that went out to Mitzrayim without Yosef and without Binyamin. So that's 10. Malahalan Asara, or maybe that's 10 with Binyamin without Shimon. So remember the, I have to remember which, pasuk this is by. This might be the earlier, I don't remember. Malahalan Asara, Afkan Asara. V'yachshav yavi raim, Asara ha Yosef shayud sadikim l'davar shebek dusha. See, he quotes that, that's not our Girsa. Our Girsa in Brachas Chaf Aleph, we have the Meraglim. But Rabbeinu Bachai, at the end of Parakhov Beis in Emor, on the Pasuk, V'neftachshi b'sof b'nei Yisrael, has this suggestion as well. But either way, that's how you learn 10. Vayter. Rabbi Avuna boy kumei Rabbi Imi. Question here. This sounds like a Minchas Chinuch Kasha that we're about to ask. But Chazal ask it. Right? It's asked here. It's also asked in the Bavli in Sanhedrin, if you remember. Goyim maushi mitzvah b'nakodesh Hashem. Are non-Jews commanded in Kodesh Hashem? Meaning if what? What's the case here? So if you look in Rashi in Sanhedrin, on Daf Ayin Daled, and the Mara Fulda quotes it here, if somebody puts a gun to a Ben Noach's head and says, worship Avodah Zarah or I'm going to kill you, do they have to give their life? Do they have to give their life for Kiddush Hashem? Right? Rashi only mentions Avodah Zarah for some reason. If you look in the Mara, the Rasilio here, he says any. He says any of the Sheva Mitzvos Ben Noach. Im avar melech legoy, avar alachas misheva mitzvosecha, va'al teharei. Bifnei asara, only in public. Mi amrinan de mitzvah goy, lekadish Hashem olo. Right, there's a goy, is a goy included in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks this question too and says, well, wait a minute. If they're mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem, so then there are 8 mitzvahs b'nei Noach, not just 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So how could you even have that possibility? That's the Gemara's question. How could you even think that? Boy, where's the line? Says, "Boy, my name is Rabbi Ami. Ben Noach mitzvah kadosh Hashem, kadosh Hashem oim mitzvah kadosh Hashem." Amar Abaya, Tashma, Sheva mitzvahs nistavu ben Noach. V'misa tvanya havin. And if it'll be 8, it won't be 7. Amar le Rava inu v'chol abizrayu. Wow, it would be connected to the other. It would be the abizrayu, meaning it would be connected to the other 6 or the other 7. Which is fascinating. Add this to the list. I don't know, always remember all of them when I talk about this, but there is a chakira that's asked in 5 different sugyas. Klali prati. Right? When we say, let's say Lifnei Iver, we just had machlokas, but I'm on the Ramban. Lifnei Iver of the big 3. So my scorecard in Shemayim, is there a Lifnei Iver section on every Avera upstairs? Or is Lifnei Iver a different category? And if I do Lifnei Iver of 10 different Averas, it's all the same Lifnei Iver. Or no, Lifnei Iver is part and parcel of every separate Avera. If I do a Lifnei Iver of Treif, I did a little bit of Treif. If I did a Lifnei Iver of Shatnez, I did a little bit of Shatnez. Or no, that's Prati. Or they say Kloli, it's a general thing. Or Lifnei Ivers. So you ask that question by Lifnei Iver. You ask that question by Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is a Daraisa. Chatzi Shir of Chelev, Chatzi Shir of Dam, Chatzi Shir of Chazer. Are those all the same? Chatzi Shir, Kloli? Or do I say no? They're part and parcel of every Avera, Prati. The mitzvah of chinuch, right? I have a mitzvah to be mechanech by children in all the different mitzvahs. Is that just a general mitzvah of chinuch, klali? Or do I say Prati? It's part and parcel of every mitzvah. So, the Gemara here seems to say, Kiddush Hashem also goes on that category. I have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So, if I'm Mekadeshim Shemayim regarding 10 different mitzvahs, is that a little bit of each of those mitzvahs? Or is that a separate idea of Kiddush Hashem? The Gemara here answers in the Bavli in Sanhedrin, Kiddush Hashem, how can you see a goy is mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem? It's not a separate mitzvah. You're right, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's connected to the others. So that is how you get out of limiting it. But why would it be limited to Avodah Zarah possibly? Why possibly to Avodah Zarah? So the Aruch Laner there says, because it's an outgrowth belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiddush Hashem means that I want to be marbe kvod shamayim, and mekadesh shem shamayim. That's an alcohol, you might say, if you're allowed to be mechalel shem shamayim, that's a violation of Avodah Zarah. Right? So maybe that's why it's only Avodah Zarah, according to the Aruch Haner. That's the Aruch Haner. If you look in the Margolias Hayam there in Sanhedrin, he quotes a possibility. Maybe it would be unique to murder. Maybe dafka murder is the Gemara's question. Why? Because that's the one that's based on a svara. Remember the sources? How do you know these big three? So by Avodah Zarah and Gilei Arayos was based on a pasuk. So maybe the pasuk only applies to Jews. But what's murder? Who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. My chazis. So why would that svara be limited to Jews and not to non-Jews? So maybe that would apply to both. So one of the other achronim say, maybe dafka it's about cursing God, because, you know, kilas, birchas Hashem is related to kiddush Hashem. So all the achronim get involved here about which of the mitzvahs. But the Gemara just seems to say general, like the Maharas Sirlio says, is that all the mitzvahs may noach, they have to give their life. So a couple of answers. Number one, Amar Leiv and Ikdashi Besoch B'nei Yisrael. I will be sanctified amongst B'nei Yisrael, and we darshan that possibly. That's not only about amongst two, but who is it mitzuveh on? Yisrael mitzuveh nakadosh Hashem, and Agoyim mitzuveh nakadosh Hashem. Right? Only Jew and not non-Jew. As I started before, this is like a jam-packed Bavli daf. So we'll have to just do our best here. Again, nothing against the Yerushalmi, but it's just that our Yerushalmi daf are usually smaller and related to other topics. Reb Nasa, B'shem Reb Elazar, Sham Yalei Menada. Reb Nasa has a different shah, a different source. What's this source? This source, the Marafolda, reminds us, hopefully it's reminding, if we never learned it, we have to learn it the first time, about a story in Navi. Naaman was a general of the Arameans who had Saras. He came to Elisha to get healed. So Elisha doesn't even look at him. He just calls out and says, go seven times in the river and come out and you'll be okay. He's like, what? He didn't even come out to look at me? His servant said, just go in the river. He told you what to do. He went in the river seven times. Boom, he's healed. He's like, oh my, wow, what an Isha Elokim. He goes, he says, I'm giving up Avodah Zarah. He tells Elisha. Elisha says, great. But then Naaman says, but when I go back to Aram, the king of Aram is going to make me go to his base of Avodah Zarah, and he's going to bow down, he's going to need me to lift him up when he bows down. So I'm going to have to bow down in front of that Avodah Zarah with him, because I'm going to be supporting him. Please forgive me for that. That's what he says here. L'dvar Hashem yislach Hashem lavdecha. Right, please forgive me. And the continuation of the pasuk is what's important here. The Marafolda says, quotes from Elisha, and Elisha says, it's okay. It's okay. That's okay. It's okay. What do you mean? If a goy was mitzuvah on Kiddush Hashem of Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be okay. The fact that Elisha says it's okay, it must be that he's not mitzuveh. Yisrael mitzuveh on Kiddush Hashem, ve'ein agoy mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem. That is number two. There's a third marker that's not in the Gemara here. I saw in the back the Makar Baruch, the Torah Tzimima. Baruch Halevi Epsid, he says, there's a medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim in order to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. So only us who went out of Mitzrayim have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Right? If the Goyim didn't go out of Mitzrayim. So that's a third marker that he brings. Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina, Havi Mechayit Gabi Chadar Moi Baromi. Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina was the tailor of a certain Arimian in Rome. I see Le Basu De Nevela. And the employer, right, brought this Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina a piece of meat. Amar Le Achol, a Nevela, non-kosher. Right? Achol, wasn't shechted. Eat the meat. Amar Le Leina Achil. I'm not eating it. Amar Le Achol, eat it. If you don't eat this meat, Rabbi Abba, I'm going to kill you. Amar lei, in bus miktak tol. You want to kill me? That's fine. I'm not eating the meat. Tano leina mecha basa nevela. I'm not eating the meat. Amar lei, mahein modalacha. You should know. Dilo achal tavina katalacha. If you would have eaten this meat, I would have killed you. Why? I wanted to test your loyalty. Oh, Yehuda, Yehuda, armai. Either be a proud Jew or be a proud Arimian. I was testing you. Whoa. Wow. Check that out. So it's fascinating. If you look in the Avodah Zarah, Tosas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Hei, Chav Zayin, there is a major machlokas Rishonim relating to what we mentioned before. Is one allowed to volunteer a non-big three? Non-big three. Is one allowed to volunteer? Right? So, major machlokas. The Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, Chas V'Shalom. If you volunteer a non-big three, that's suicide. Right? That's suicide. The Rambam says, the big three are the only ones that you're allowed to. When it says by the non-big three you violate, that's not a suggestion, that's an obligation. you have to violate the Avera if it's not one of the big three. And Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Chav Zayin quotes the possibility that, no, you can volunteer. You can volunteer. Where is there a possibility of volunteering? You know what Tosfos quotes? Yerushalmi and Shvias. Yerushalmi and Shvias right here. He quotes our Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina. So, usually you learn that Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, you're like, okay, there's a Yerushalmi somewhere out there that that has that suggestion. Right here. He Tosfos quotes. The problem is, it seems like Tosfos didn't have the next line of our Gemara. Because the next line of our Gemara undoes. The Raya, Pashtus, the next line of the Gemara is a Raya to the Rambam. Why? Because what does the next line say? Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana commented about this story of Rabbi Abba. Ilu Abi Rabbi Abba Bar Zvina Shama Milan Drabanan. If Rabbi Abba would have known the halacha, if he would have known what the rabbis say, that you're not supposed to give your life for the non-big three, Mezel Habi, he would be gone. He'd be dead. Right? So it sounds like only because he didn't know the halacha is what saved his life. That's what the pashup shot of the story. That's what some of the achronim talk about, that the maskonis of the Mara sounds like it's against. But maybe Tosfos didn't have it, unless maybe he had a different understanding of this line. Right? If he would have listened to the Rabbanan, you know, that because he listened, right, Shama, unclear. There are ways to read the Gemara, but the simple pshat is like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to volunteer. Again, a very big topic. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yaradeh Kufnun Zayin, right? That's the siman in Shulchan Aruch about Yarev al Yavar. Kol Aver Shebetorah. If somebody says, eat the not kosher, be mechal Shabbos, imhu bitzina yavav al yahareg. If it's in private, right? Pashas was in private. V'yim yirtzalach v'alas b'vali yahareg, the Shulchan Aruch, and if he wants to be machmer on himself, rashoi. Wow. He quotes the Balei HaTosfos, im ha'ovid kochavim mechavim la'aviro al adas, right? If you could pay and save your life, you have to. And he continues. If you look in the Shach here, the Shach quotes the Bach pasa kaharambam. That you cannot volunteer. You cannot volunteer. So, right, this is also the sugi if you're a member of Elisha Balkanafayim. Rabbi Elisha Balkanafayim, there's two opposite discussions. That's the right. He's the one that in Shabbos, twice in Masecha Shabbos. I think Daf Mem Tes and Daf Kuf Lamed maybe. Where he wore his tefillin at a time when there was a gzeira not to wear tefillin, and then the Roban is running after him, and finally gets to a dead end, and he puts the tefillin in his hand, and he says, "I have nothing here," and he says, "Show me," and he opens it up, and there are kanfeyona, wings of a dove, in his hand, and miraculously changed. So the Rishonim asked two opposite kashas on that story. Number one, how do you wear tefillin? Is that one of the big three? And however you answer that question is, so how do you take him off afterwards? Right? So there's a big question. So he was ready to go to the mitzvah of tefillin. He was just doing mitzvah in a mufchar, wearing it all day. You can take it off. But again, that's an amazing discussion there. But that's an example, it sounds like, against the Rambam. He could volunteer. So they say, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, Yechidei skula in certain situations, even the Rambam would agree, maybe have that possibility. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Type of a miss. Back to Shvius. Type of a miss. What happens if somebody, remember we started this whole discussion, the Mishnah said, if somebody plows their field during Shemitah, so then they're not allowed to plow it during Motzai Shemitah. So, type of a miss. What if the plower died? Could his son, are we kones, do we find the son? We alluded to this yesterday. B'no ma'oshi emuta lazara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Imi bar B'shem, Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, type of a miss, b'no muta lazara, yeah, the son could do it, we don't find the son. But, tiva umachra asa lazara. If you did it illegally, you plowed it during Shemitah, then you sold it, then you're not allowed to work it afterwards. Why? As the Pnei Moshe explains, because we're nervous that this is just going to lead to, you know you're going to sell this to your neighbor next, so you're going to work the land during Shemitah, then you'll sell it. So it could lead to problems, could lead to abuses. The guy doesn't know he's going to die, right? So therefore, that's the difference. Avar v'zara, what happens if a guy worked the land and he did not keep the halacha of not working it the year after Shemitah, and he worked it anyway? Avar v'zara, is that fruit asur? Mutter, we're not gozer on the fruit. Shalagazer el al agedr shu yachal lamod bo. We made the gzera, but obviously, how do you translate this line? Obviously, the guy is starving for money, that's why he did it. Or, it's the Rav Chaim Gadevsky says, it's too hard. If we say this fruit is usur, then it gets mixed up with other fruit. Klal Yisrael won't be able to, deal with that. And therefore, we say once it's done, it is done, and it is not
Nasa
forever. The Pa'as HaShulchan, we saw Mishklov, points out that the Rambam quotes the din of if the father does it, the son is not Ne'esar, but he never quotes the halacha about the buyer. And the Bavli, and he suggests that we don't pass it like the, we pass it that's also mutter. Because the Bavli quotes the son case three times, that the son is mutter, but it never quotes the case of the buyer. Right? So maybe the Bavli doesn't have any chilukim. Right? Just the Yerushalmi does it, we pass it like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. Okay. Tiyuv bizman ze mahu. What happens if somebody plows it nowadays? What does that mean? What's the question? So the Mefarshim explain, Chazal, at a time of Sakana, allowed the first plowing during Shemitah. Remember we said first plowing, second plowing? The first plowing, which is just for the taxes, so that Chazal allowed during his time of Sakana, and there's no more Knas. So once there's no more Sakana, do we say it goes back to what it was before the Sakana, and therefore there's a Knas? Or do we say once they get rid of the Knas, they get rid of the Knas? And then it never goes back. So that's the question. Tiyu bizman zemau. Rabbi Yirmiyah savar mi'emar shari. Rabbi Yirmiyah thought mutter. Mutter, once they get rid of the knas, then it's going to be mutter. Even though the sakana is not there anymore and the guy's doing something wrong, we still don't reinstitute the knas. Amar Rabbi Yosa, v'loshami Rabbi Yirmiyah shuloka. What do you mean? Didn't Rabbi Yirmiyah hear that if somebody works the land during Shemitah like this and afterwards he's going to get malchus? What malchus? Malchus means drabanan because the shvius bezman hazeh is drabanan. V'loshami yeshu pasul mena edus. And he's pasul ben ha'edus midrabanan if he does this. So it's pretty serious. So what do you mean there's no knas? Chazar va'amar, then Rabbi Yosef said, in da hushamiya, it must be that if Rabbi Yirmiyah had heard this, then he wouldn't have said it. So it must be that he didn't really mean it. Ela kinish deshama milu makshi'alai. Like somebody who throws out a kasha, but it doesn't really mean that he's possibly based on that kasha. He just may be bothered. Maybe he's bothered, like the Pnei Moshe says. Who mefalpel lo menachmer kol kach b'shvius bezman hazeh. He's just wondering. Ulefichach savar meimer shari v'lo deshori lehedya. He didn't matir lehedya. He didn't matir b'feirish. But that is Rabbi Yirmiyah suggested that the knas doesn't get reinstated, and Rabbi Yosef wasn't sure about that. Amrem Chizkiyah, Isvis Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. I asked Akasha. There was a question that was presented in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Remember, Rabbi Yirmiyah seemed to say that the Knas is not reinstituted. Again, if the Rabbanan get rid of the Knas at a time of Sakana, it's not reinstituted. So the question was said to him, to Amar. We're going to change this gear, so look at the Marafolda's first line. V'chiyen ze bezdin Amaru Bitel? Isn't this like, once there's no Masakana, it's like a bezdin coming along and nullifying the previous? Right, so you should say the Knas goes back in, because the only reason they didn't have the Knas was because of the Sakana. But if there's no Masakana, and you're not allowed to work your field during Shemitah, so then it should be Asur. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yirmiyah. And then the Gemara says, Chelei de Rabbi Yirmiyah min Adah. But there is a raya to Rabbi Yirmiyah from the following halacha. The following halacha. This Tosefta is about Truma. Right, this is Tosefta in Trumos. Right, the halacha by Truma is, as we know, a Kohen, only a Kohen is allowed to get benefit from Truma, and not a Yisrael. What happens if Truma becomes Tame? Truma Tameya cannot be eaten. It has to be burned. It's called Truma, right? Truma Tameya has to be burned. So, Sreifa. The Kohen is allowed to get Hana'ah from that burning. He's allowed to put the Truma into his oven and get heat from it and use it for fuel. Non-Kohen is not. Unless a Kohen is also getting Hana'ah. Meaning, if a Kohen's burning his truma, I can sit in his house too and get warm by it, as long as he's getting hana from it too. That's all background. So now we go. So Bas Yisrael Shabbos La'adlik Min HaKohenes, a Bas Yisrael, who is not allowed to get hana from truma, goes and needs a match. Needs a match from a Kohenes. Toveles as Apsila Shem and Sreifa Umadlekes. She, the Kohenes, is allowed to give the wick and dip it into the fuel of the Truma Temeah and give it to a Bas Yisrael. And give it to Bas Yisrael. Why is that? Why is that? Why? What do you mean? She's going to get Hana. She's taking a match and fire from Truma Temeya. She's not going to get benefit from it. So Reb Chuna, B'Shem, DeBeis Reb Yanai, they explain this Tosef that's talking about. Shas Mishlacha Zevim Heis. It was a time that wolves were all over the place. And it was dangerous. And wolves were scared of fire. So that's why she was giving fire to the Bas Yisrael in order to protect herself. One second. V'lo Amad Bezdin Ubitel. But, and now we say, look at the Shas Mishlach HaZevim HaHaisel, look at the Marafolda, Pamachas V'Tiru, and they allowed it then. V'ho V'Tiru Pamachas, and once they mounted it once, Nasa Zedul Olam, V'lo Amrinon. Right? Since then, the Israel didn't come back. because there was a sakana once that they matured it, so they kept maturing it. Kama the tamer taman lo amar bezer ubitel, just like over there, bezer didn't come back. Veko lo amar bezer ubitel, so it didn't come back and be mevatel it. The summary shown him say, based on this, it sounds like that the isra of a Yisrael getting hanoa from Shuma Temeya is only an isra derabanan. If it was Asa Daraisa, so then obviously it automatically goes back when it's not Pikuach Nefesh. So it sounds like it's Asa Darabanan, similar to our case where the Knas is Darabanan, and the question is, would it go back or not? Period. Fine. Vidichvase, similarly, what does the following Gemara have to do with the previous Gemara? Similarly, so the Pnei Moshe says, just like Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi had a machlokas about one topic in Hilchos Shemitah, like we just said, so too the following is a in Hilchos Shemitah. Me'em asay adam zacha ve'rosa b'shviyis. Again, there is so much lumdus in all these lines, but we'll just have to do our best. When is a person, right, during Shemitah, your fruit are not yours? We know they're hefker. So usually if something is in my yard, it becomes mine, my kinyan chatzer. But here, it's in mine, but it's not mine. So when am I kona it, that nobody else could take it? Not when it's growing, it's hefker. I have to do a kinyan on it. But when do I do a kinyan on it? If I do a kinyan on it not thinking that it's mine already, then, you know, how does it work? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar Mishidin Lato Kelav. When you put it in your kelim, when you go into your field and you gather it, that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Rabbi Yossi Savar Meimar Afilu Nasal Lato Kelav Lo Zochemen. Even when you put it into your kelim, you are not zoche it yet. Why? Dehu Savar Dino Didei. He thinks it's his beforehand. Falesino Didei, and they're not his. They're not his. So this is a huge topic. Das Kinyan Amaisa Kinyan. If you're kona something that you think that it's already yours, so you don't have to be kona it. So if you don't have das, proper das kinyan, how does that affect? So this Gemara clearly seems to say that if you pick something up thinking it's already yours, not that you're being kona it now, it doesn't become yours. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. That's why even when you put it into the kalim, Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work. Good. By the way, the Achronim point out here, right, the big Chakira of the Minchas Chinuch, we mentioned it a while ago, we'll mention it again 10 times, is the hefker that happens in Shemitah, is it what's called Avkata de Malka? Hashem makes it hefker? Or you make it hefker? Avkata de Gavra. This Gemara clearly sounds like Avkata de Gavra. I'm sorry, Avkata de Malka, that Hashem makes it hefker. Because if you make it hefker, and if you don't make it hefker, it's not hefker, then there shouldn't be any problem with your kinyan, it's yours. So this Gemara clearly sounds like Avkata de Malka. Okay. Kahadar, Rabbi Tarfon, Yerolechol, Kitzios Bidoch Shalom. A similar story appears, I think, in Masechet Nedarim, where Rabbi Tarfon kept quiet and he got into trouble because of it. Rabbi Tarfon, Yerolecho, Kasiyas Bidoch Shalor. Rabbi Tarfon wanted he had a bunch of fields, and he was going to gather some dry figs in his own fields, during Shemitah. But he didn't want to tell the guards who he was. So he just went in very inconspicuously. Shalom Batova, Kibeshamai. And he was machmer even like Beishamai, which Rabbi Tarfon also got into trouble for in the beginning of Masechet Brachos. But he didn't say thank you. Remember we had the machlokas yesterday? He didn't say thank you. So Chamone Sinteraya, the guards saw him. Vishurin Chavton Aloy. They started beating him up. What are you doing in here? What do you mean? What are you doing in here? Right? It's Hefker. He's allowed to take it. Maybe they thought he was taking more than he was supposed to. They thought he was doing something wrong. Karchama Garmi Besakana. When Rabbi Tarfon saw he was in Sakana, Amarlon, Pechayechon, he says, by your life, Amrin go basi to Tarfon. Quickly, go tell the people in Tarfon's house, Atidin le Tachrichen, get Tachrichen, get shrouds ready, because I'm going to get killed here. I'm going to die. They said, what? Tarfon? Kashim, Kad, Shamun Khan, Ishtatchun Alapayon. When they heard that, they fell on the floor and they're like, please forgive us. Amrleish, Rebbe Sharilon, forgive us. We didn't know it was you. We were beating you up. We didn't know it was you. So Amrleish, he says to them, Yesi alai, I swear, I'll call chuter v'chuter, davinach is alai. Every time you hit me, havid sharilachon al kadmaya, I forgave you for the previous hit. Don't worry about it. It's good. I'm not going to take it. But what's that whole, what does that whole story prove? We're in the middle of the story. We're going to stop. But the whole story proves that it must be that his kalim weren't kona. Because if his kalim were kona, so then there's no issue about not thanking them. They're his. They're his. It was his, and it is his, and what he is, you can just talk to. There's no issue about thanking them, a favor. It's all his. So it must be that it's not his, even if you put it into the kalim. Okay, but there's more to say about that story, but we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue here in Shviyas next time.